With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, you guys ready to go? Sorry, a minute late here. Busy morning, but another good Monday. We got to keep this going. We got a player in the house today. We got a. Am I allowed to talk to? Are we allowed to have contact? I don't know. There might be an NCAA rule against this one, great job by our team on Saturday. A lot of great things as you watch the tape, and there's a lot of things, you know, frankly, we need to continue to clean up, or we'll be in trouble as we get into this weekend, because we go down and face an emerging Wake Forest team, you know, coming off a great win against a ranked 13 or 14th North Carolina State team. But, obviously the two keys that you notice when you watch tape is we were able to run the football. We were able to stop the run. I think they had 47 carries. I mean, sometimes you look at it and go, you know, did we stop the run? But they had, 47 carries for, I think, 153 yards by our numbers and averaged 3.3, which is right on our goal. So even defensively, we got our goal as far as stopping the run, which was good to see when you went back and looked at it. The one thing I looked at in the last three games, we've had 39 explosive plays on offense. And, you know, everybody likes big plays, explosive plays. Everybody sees, you know, Darren Hall and Olsen and French and Mack making these big plays. But there was 39 in the last three games. I went back and checked just to see. And that's after our open date, I believe. And we had 39 total in seven games prior to that. So when you look at – Jerry, I know you like stats. I see you typing there. 39 in seven games and then 39 in the last three. So to me, it's like we've done something a little bit better, whatever it is. You know, you never know what it is, and nor will I tell anybody what it is. But, you know, we're doing some good things. I think our offense is starting to really gel, and we've eliminated big plays as well. Something we give out award-wise every week, you know, we talk about who the player of the game is, and I never bother you guys with who cares who the player of the game is. You know, we still have an O-lineman of the week, you know, an attack force player of the week, but something I thought was worth mentioning this week is just, you know, all the unsung heroes that you know, come out in a game that, you know, might not be in the newspaper. You're not seeing that guy score a touchdown, but guys that are making impacts that, you know, maybe go unnoticed. I think even in the press conference afterwards, someone mentioned it. But when you watch the tape, you see it. But, you know, really all of our receivers are blocking well. But Aaron Matthews, you know, graded out 92%, was just, lights out there blocking people. And, again, it's so critical what he does there. But, you know, he just stood out as a guy that is like, wow. He's become a great blocker. And, you know, he didn't have a catch. And that's what we talk about, unsung heroes, because it's not about the tailback runs in the end zone or dives in the end zone, does a somersault, which we really don't want either. It's bad for these little guys to watch it. He'll be diving in the end zone pretty soon. But Maurice French, same thing. He had, you know, two big catches for 83 yards, and Taysier Mack had three big catches, unsung heroes. Patrick Jones, another guy you don't hear a whole lot, but played an outstanding game in there that you kind of go, you know, nobody's talking about Patrick Jones. A week ago, they're talking about Dwayne Hendricks, but Patrick Jones really played well. And then Kessman got the chance to punt once and got a 50-yarder. Chris Dodulu had a 50-yard punt. And then Kess has, you know, 7 for 7 on PATs. And again, the first drive of the game hits a 48-yarder. So those are just some ones that you kind of forget about with all those touchdowns and some big explosive passes. So with that, we got, you know, Wake Forest, which I think is, you know, really strong. You know, the Newman kid at quarterback, new guy coming in. And, they've got some players you got to be worried about. Greg Dortch, their wide out is Waldo this week. You better know where that guy is. And you talk about RPOs. This will be RPO every down, first down, the third down. They're as good as anybody in the country. Their tempo is as fast as anybody in the country. I think there was a clip up on the TV screen last week of, you know, they rank who the fastest team in the country is. And, you know, we know Syracuse is fast. They rank, you know, getting more plays in than anybody. So, we'll have a lot of guys ready to play defensively. We'll, you know, prepare our tails off for the tempo, the high-speed tempo that we'll have to defend this week. So, questions?
Stephon Miller, like, what has he brought to this team as a transfer?
You know what? Obviously he's played left tackle. He's played a little right tackle. He's played center in the past. He can do a lot of different things. He's played, he's played outstanding so far this season. He really has. Again, another one of those seniors that he hasn't walked up that ladder yet, but he's done an incredible job. And again, really, I could say that about the entire offensive line with the lack of missed assignments. I mean, if you compared them just being on guys compared to what they were in the second game of the season, it's not even close. You wish you could have rematches. Unfortunately, they don't give them to you. But he, they're playing at a high level, and Steph is doing a great job. Yeah. It's a 15-yard runs and 20-yard passes. No, I didn't count those up. We just call them all the same. They're all good. I'm sure somebody has those. I was lucky. I hope I counted right. Okay, we got them tallied up, but I might have, I did that real quick because I was like, 39. And I added them up, and it's amazing that 39 and 3 and 39 and 7, I was like, and I didn't pull my calculator. I did it in my head, so. Yeah. I think so. I think, I'd just love the unselfishness of Aaron Matthews going down the field and whacking people and just getting on guys. And they don't care. I mean, Aaron Matthews doesn't care if he doesn't get the ball thrown to him. He's just saying, tell me who to block. Let's go, And that's what you want is guys that don't care what it takes to win. It doesn't matter if we run it, throw it. And obviously all receivers like to catch the ball. But those opportunities will eventually come, and you never know when it's going to be your day. Taysir Mack is back healthy right now, as healthy as he's been all year. Which is a good thing. I welcomed him back into the room last night, said, hey, welcome back, when we went through who our unsung heroes were. But he's back healthy, I think. We got to keep that way, too.
Can you put a finger on why you have 39 in three games and 39 in seven games? What are you doing now that you weren't doing in September?
Executing maybe, making a play. I mean, it comes down to execution, feeling comfortable, I don't know what it is. I mean, sometimes you sit there, we got in the open week. I told you we try to fix some things. We did have an open week after Notre Dame. So that's really sense. So, and we tried to address some things that we needed. There's a couple things maybe protection-wise that we're doing a little bit different. There's, in practice, one thing I'd say we added, and I don't know if it's, you don't know what the difference is. Is it the emphasis? But we did go, we usually go pass scale against our defense. We go, against each other. Coach Partridge really didn't want to do this. What we go one-on-ones usually, and then Pascal is going on over here. We should invite you guys in one day for it. Maybe one day we'll let EJ come in, but we'll give you a middle window instead of the early window. We'll just let you come in for a period. But we go O-line versus a D-line in that period, so it's really a pass, but it's only two guys coming, so we don't really crush a pocket. I think that, just so Kenny's getting pressure in pass scale as opposed to no pressure at all, which, I mean, anybody can sit back there and pass scale and throw it. So it just gives him a fresh look at guys coming after him hard. And we'll call sacks in that period. Guys will come up and, try to tag off. We don't hit the quarterback. But is that, there's so many things you can look at. Is it a better job game planning? I don't know. But there's a lot of things that we addressed and tried to, clean up, and maybe it's had an impact. I don't know. The same, Craig. Come on, man. Hey, last week was critical. I wouldn't sit in here and say it. I didn't say it to our kids, but it didn't take me long to spit it out after the game in the locker room that, hey, you're bowl eligible. That's one monkey off your back. Don't even have to worry about it anymore. How would you like to go into this week? Hey, you got a chance to be bowl eligible, and you got a chance to do something else too. I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, it really is. I'm not going to talk about it. It doesn't matter. When we're going in there to play Wake Forest, it's a one-game season right now. Nothing else matters. Good things can happen, we know, and it doesn't matter. I mean, if they're worried about that, then they're not, your focus has got to be singular right now. And if you're worried about these other things, you're wandering off, like he is right now. He's kicking his feet. He's got no focus. I mean, he can't do it all. He's like, get this old guy out of here. Connor Dentino?
Yes.
Okay.
I mentioned the ACC standings, whatever it means. He pretty much poo-pooed. He way when everybody wants to do the instant gratification society we live in.
I don't know. Maybe he lied to you. I don't know. You know, they're on Twitter. You know, as a matter of fact, Dentino is not on Twitter, if I'm right. It might be the one guy. I probably should know everybody's on Twitter and who's not, but he's the guy that's not on social media, so you maybe asked the wrong guy, but I'm sure they look at it. It's probably hard to avoid it. We try to tell them to avoid it. You know, I know our kids know where they were about 4 or 5 weeks ago, you know, zero, and where they are now. You know, and it's funny, you go from being a hero to being zero, and like that, but it's that focus, and I think they know what the focus has done for him, the consistency he's done for him, if the medicine's treating you right, then just stay on the same medication. Don't change medications. So the doctor said this is the medication, take the medication and shut your mouth.
Stay on that topic. You've been saying that you're a championship team since before the season started. The media narrative has not been that way, and now it seems to have flipped. How does that affect how you attack the game, how your players attack the game?
Now, first of all, I didn't say we were a championship team at the beginning of the season. You must have misquoted me. I just said the goal. Our kids talked about it, I guess, first. And, you know, there's not a team in the country that doesn't say, I want to win a championship. So I didn't say we were a championship team. I'm not saying we're a championship team. You know, I just want to be 1-0 this week. So that never really came out of my mouth, but the kids want to do that, and that's great. I want to win each week. I want to win each game. I want to have focus on that. So, you know, I'm glad we solidified that problem there. But, you know, we are what we are right now. You know, we have won a game. We got one game to win this week, and then, you know, and then maybe there's a celebration, maybe there's not. We still got another one. Miami, I think, is going to be a fun game too. But we got a lot of work to do, and not much time to get it done. Did I answer the whole question? You know what? I don't remember if a team meeting. I don't see LaSalle in here. I don't remember any team meeting. Maybe they had it without me. And again, every once in a while, I don't remember that. But, you know, wouldn't surprise me if I did know about it and I don't remember it. Maybe they had a barbecue. I don't know. Maybe they had some good ribs. They didn't invite me to get any. But it could have happened. I don't, you know, that's something you can ask maybe after practice some of the other guys. You know, there was no indications after Central Florida or any game that you kind of go, oh, we can still do this. I mean, I think you got to have faith and belief every game. I mean, we never lost faith as coaches or kids. I mean, there was never, you know, so there was never, we never had to get it back because you never felt like you lost it. Does that make sense? I mean, it's that's not in our vocabulary, I don't think, that we couldn't get it done. So nothing's changed. It was just, you know, you just got to be persistent and you know, sometimes you don't win every game. And we got a good football team, you know, and get it done. Always show every week. And I like, you know, we talked in the last couple of weeks, we had a tough schedule. And just because you don't win them all or win them or lose them by the amount of points you want to lose by doesn't make you a failure. You know, you're only a failure if you quit. And, you know, our guys are never going to quit. And there was never a loss of faith or belief that our guys would get it done and come back and play the next game.
I won't ask you if this is your best coaching job.
Thanks.
I've heard that answer, but yeah. Just maybe as much as a team has improved from week 1 to week 10 or 11 since you've been here?
Well, probably. I mean, you know, again, maybe it's one position, maybe it's two positions, maybe it's three positions that you say, hey, he's made improvement here, but, you know, there's some changes in the offseason. You know, you got a new O-line coach, you know, doing new things, new terminology, just trying to get them to be all right. I think that probably has something to do with it. You got new secondary coaches, you got a new defense coordinator, and things take a while to just, I mean, it's not like people think change and all of a sudden you make a change and it's going to be perfect as soon as you make a change. That, you know, you change your wife, there's going to be some adjustments real quick. And, you know, there's change in everything you do. So, I mean, you think it's going to be all good. Yeah. Good luck to you. You know, there's growing pains with some of those things, and you know, I think that may be part to do with it. You know, I can't tell you this has made a big improvement any more than the first year, you know, the second year or third year. That, you know, we just worry about the next game. It really, I mean, we don't look back like that, I don't think.
How's it changed in 4 years? You know, speaking of change. the day you stood here in December 26th.
My shoulders are sore, you know, balder, Jerry. Chubbier. I don't know. I mean, I don't think I've changed personality-wise. You know, our football team is together. I think, you know, first of all, the O-line, you know, they want to stay Friday night in a hotel all together. Okay, so that tells you something right there. They want, you know, have I mentioned this to you guys at all about the O-line? No? I'll throw this one out here. These knuckleheads. They said, Coach, if we rush for 500 yards, you know, can we stay in the penthouse so we can all stay in the same room together? I'm like, you rush for 500 yards, you can do it. Well, they almost gotten close. They were mad that we took a knee and lost a few yards. They were mad they got taken out of the last game because that's all they've been talking about. And Dantino, he might not be on social media, but he's spearheading. They want to sleep on. They don't care if it's a bunk bed. You know, they want to be together. So, you know, to me, it's the togetherness that these guys have. You know, again, old linemen are unselfish as anybody gets. And they just want to block, and they don't care. I mean, they'll tell you, Coach, let's not throw. Can we run block all day? That's what we want to do. And that's what we're going to have to do this weekend. You know, this game is going to come down to stopping the run. They can throw it to Dortch all they want. They can, you know, we're going to stop the run, and we got to make them one-dimensional. We better run the football. That's what it's going to come down to.
Your expectation at the start of the year that you run for 250-300
game regularly? You know, you hope 250, 200. I mean, that's kind of what you'd like to. Now it wasn't 492, was not in the, you know, the goals, but we'll take that too. But, you know, that's what you want to run the football. And, you know, in today's world, I mean, everybody's just throwing it all over the place. And I still believe it's, you know, a matter of stopping the run and running the football.
Why do you believe that? Everybody
used to throw it all over the place. You know, again, it's obviously different games and different ways of doing it. And I think so many teams nowadays are, you know, so spread out. I mean, we're going to face another spread team. I mean, our offense will be about as foreign to most teams in this conference as Georgia Tech's, really, because they don't get to see it every week. You line up with Georgia Aston back in the backfield, and they don't, you know, what position is that? They have to have a lesson, you know, football 101 to say that's the F. I know you guys talk about Y's and X's and Z's, but that is the F, and he's a fullback. And, you know, so there's all kinds of new stuff that they've got to worry about. And, you know, to me, you want to make a team one-dimensional. Okay, and it goes down to the toughness part of the game. Okay, so if you're going to be a tough football team, you better stop the run and run the football. And that's, you know, why we live in Pittsburgh. That's why we're here. That's what the Steelers are. That's what we are. That's what the Penguins are, tough. And, you know, to me, if you're going to be great and you're going to win a championship, you're going to do it running the football and stopping the run. And if they want to play basketball and soccer and all that stuff and throw the ball out to those are great sports. But it's just, you know, these RPOs running down the field halfway, you know, 10 yards. I mean, we had people running down the field 11 yards and then backing up past the umpire. And the umpire sees them there and sees the ball being passed over there. And it's like, when you still didn't throw a flag, you couldn't tell the difference between 3 yards. So, you know, there's those things going on, but you better stop the run, and that's what we're going to do.
That sort of leads into what my question was. Was this intentional? I mean, we had Nate the first couple of years, you threw the ball differently at different. And now, was this, when you got here, was this how you wanted to play? I mean, you're not supposed to set school records.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if you had to, you know, say it's a, in a perfect world. Now, sometimes you get, Wake Forest shut down North Carolina State's run game last week. Okay, and I didn't even look at the stats. I don't look at the stats to see what it was. It just, from watching the game, I'm going, golly, what happened? I mean, I just remember the dudes. I know they had five, you know, Finley's still there. I know they had five offensive linemen, so it scares you because they have the capability of shutting you down. And North Carolina State doesn't go big people, but they run a lot of, you know, zone and do a lot of the same things we do out of different formations and had to really throw the ball to get back in the game or to stay in the game. But, you know, ideally you'd like to be able to run the football. I mean, if you can run the football, it's just like the best thing in the world, period. We're not any different. People would like to run the ball out of a spread set too. You know, Baylor, you know, if you watch Baylor and you look at Baylor back even when we played him in 2013, they like to throw the ball, but they would rather run the ball. I mean, they would rush for 300 yards a game, period. I mean, they ran the ball to the point where you were like, can we stop both the run and the pass? But you better stop something. If you are leaking out of both, you know, both ends of the boat, you got a problem because you can't fill both holes like this. And you know, so you, if you're going to stop something or be able to do something, it's got to be, you know, running the football.
Any final questions? Ed, you mentioned bowl eligibility a minute ago. Just big picture, you know, how important of a milestone is that for your program after missing out? What's the benefits you get?
It's important to get it before the end of the season, especially the way we started the season and the schedule we had and the bumps in the road that we had. So it's a milestone. It's something you can go, boom, done. Put that in your back pocket. Don't have to even talk about it. Don't care. Okay, but at least we got that out of the way. Now we move on to the next chore is Wake Forest. And then what happens after that game? Do we, you know, reach another milestone? It's just kind of like you don't have to worry about it. You know, you lose Virginia Tech. Now you're going to this game going, geez, you know, we still have a slim chance of maybe having a chance to play where we want to play, and we're fighting our tails off to get bowl eligible. Can we do it now? It's like there's a relief in this room. And I told our guys, hey, we're going out and playing loose and having fun Saturday. That's what you guys – we had energy on our sideline. We played loose and had fun Saturday night, and that's what we're going to do again. We're not going to play tight. We're not going to do anything we don't normally do. We're going to treat the week the same, and we're going to have fun. I'm sorry, Craig, give me that one again.
Sorry, yeah, well, it's kind of a rambling, with the team's identity here, being a rushing program, especially with the Red West that come through here, with the rookie guys had this year. Could you envision that sort of being the identity of this program?
It is the identity. The question is, is rushing the football the identity? It is. It always has been. I mean, I can go back to last year, midseason. I don't know what game it was, but I think it was the game after or before Duke, where I sat down with, I think I told you guys a year ago, with Brian O'Neill's like, Coach, we need to run the football. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember that. It was kind of like, we got to get back to doing what we do best. And I think that was, a little bit of a turnaround last year in our season. But that's what we want to be. And like I said, Dave Borbley, I told you guys after, I think he's done an incredible job of coaching those guys. And those guys want to play for him too. I mean, it's not just X and O's, okay? It's not just the fundamentals, but it's also wanting to play for your coach, and you like going to that room. And when they're in there watching extra tape and there's a relationship in that room, that's the key. And he's done an incredible job in a short time of building the confidence in that room and those guys wanting to play for him.
So. Okay. Coach, thank you very much.
All right, guys, thanks.
Miami game has just been announced for a 3:30 kick.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.